Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Speaking of going to the bathroom, that was once again a theme from Evan's new weekly segment, a Tuesday staple, Posted and Toasted. Now, Boomer, you missed last week's controversy. I don't know if you heard about it with this Al tweet from years ago involving Evan using a paper towel to wipe himself at the urinal.
Hey,
Padding. Did you hear about this at all?
Dude, the whole bird bath scenario.
Well, yeah, right. Okay.
No, but this is really good because it's owl related.
All right. Okay. So we did that though. Well, you know what? We did 3 days. It was 3 days of back and forth with the afternoon guys. So that was a whole other animal. All right. So this week it's a new segment. So let's see what Evan had prepared for the afternoon crew yesterday. This one was actually a two-parter as it turned out.
Let's go back to October 25th, 2016. Was just in the WFAN bathroom. Someone is taking a dump while sipping coffee or soup.
What?
The response was, I bet it's Evan Roberts, as he is the most comfortable in the WFAN bathroom.
So here we go again with the potty talk. And now Evan's thing is he gives Tiki multiple choice options. He tries to guess who it was.
I think this
morning
is Al
show
again.
Names are almost always included. And here's what Tiki came up with eventually.
I'm going to say Al Dukes and Boomer.
Eat me.
Extremely narpy.
He nailed it! Yes!
Al Dukes was talking about the WFAN bathroom,
how someone was taking a bleep while sipping coffee or soup, and then Boomer aside and accused me of being the one to do it, which is insane because I hate coffee.
But do you like soup?
Hate soup too.
Okay, there you go.
But I used to make myself, and still do, very comfortable in the WFAN
bathrooms.
Well,
that's why I kind of figured Boomer would say that, because he'd be snarky like that.
That's right.
There you go, snarky Boomer.
Yeah, well, listen, he's not wrong. I mean, he is very comfortable in that bathroom.
Oh, he is?
It's just the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
Used about every inch of it,
as we found out.
I want to get in there and get out of there.
Right.
He's in there wiping down his underarms and everything else. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Well, he did that because he biked in and he smelled.
God.
Exactly.
He doesn't do that anymore because he drives in.
And now what?
Now he just
pats himself at the urinal.
Yes.
Well, actually, no, not anymore. He ditched, as we learned last
week. We did learn that.
Through, again, lots of back and forth. Once he got married, he realized that's a bit much.
Are you just quickly, are you aware of the whole thing with Al from last week?
I am not.
So just make it very fast. Evan made reference to an old tweet about someone putting a paper towel in the urinal.
Okay.
Evan admitted that it was him.
Right.
Because he has to pat himself down in the front so he doesn't leak.
Right.
And he was the one that did it.
He's got leakage?
We all killed him, including Al.
This went on for 2 days.
Okay.
And then a person on social media found a tweet from Al from 2010 or 2011 about how Al pats himself down as well.
About how women do it. Why don't men do it as well?
Well, that's what it was.
Al making the same point of what Evan's point was after we trashed it.
Al actually said, why don't they put some toilet paper by the urinal so men can pat themselves down?
We to the point where we thought it had to be like a doctored tweet, and we checked, and it was real. It was legit.
Right. Well, it was real. So women, yes, they have to pat themselves down. And by the way, what do we do, Fleeks? We shake it off.
Let me ask you this.
I thought you went to Fleeks on that.
Yeah. Well, maybe the Taylor Swift reference. Let me ask you this. Did you ever shake it off to where it penetrated through the underwear and then made a stain on your pants? Because that was it. Well, hold on. CeeLo, that was Evan's claim.
No, I know. But the fact, you know what? Go ahead.
Sounds ridiculous.
That's if you leave quickly. If you do what you're supposed to do and you stay there and you get it
finished,
completely done, you don't have to worry about that.
Well, he was claiming that it seeps all the way. And you know, he wears basketball shorts too.
He may have a problem with excess leakage. Boy.
He's not 70. He shouldn't.
And this was from before. This is when he was young and dating, as he said. He was worried about coming back to the dinner table at a date and having wet pants. So I don't know. Anyway.
Okay, well, I mean.
A little weird.
A lot weird.
It's Evan.
Yes, a lot weird.
And I'm not being snarky. I'm being honest.
Yes.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.